Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stop and Show, we're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the team 980, and just after 5 o'clock, it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
My guy Varun Shankar from the Washington Post, their Wizards beat reporter, joins us now. He was there last night as the Wizards took 2 in the first round. And Varun, you were the last person I talked to before I left yesterday, just before the draft started when we were doing the show live there. And I told you, Trey Johnson was my guy. And then they ultimately go and take him. So clearly I'm just clairvoyant. One, that I feel like we need to just establish that with the Washington Post for the record. But two, ultimately, why do you think that really, I think both Johnson, or actually let's separate them first. Why do you think Trey Johnson was the pick for Will Dawkins and crew at number 6?
Yeah, we've seen a pretty clear trend with the Wizards draft pick since Dawkins and Winger took over. This is the third draft now. They have gone for players with positional size and good feel for the position. Feel is kind of this amorphous thing that I define as they don't look totally lost on the basketball court. They look like they have some level of skill. They have some spatial awareness. And I think that every player the Wizards have drafted has had some degree of that. I think with Johnson, another differentiating factor is this is one of the best shooters we've seen come out of the draft in a little bit. I mean, not only is he someone who can be a really effective catch and shoot guy, he's someone who can go off the dribble, moving off screens. He is, I truly do think he is one of the best shooters we've seen in the last few drafts.
So what does that do for them? Because they haven't had a guy like this, and they also haven't drafted a guy like this. So to me, on some level, Varun, this is a fascinating experiment. And it goes back to, and again, I'm not meaning to make this about me and my takes, but like this happens to be a question that I asked Will in the postseason press conference about shooting and whether shooters can be taught because they have worked so hard with guys like Bilal, guys like Alex to improve their jump shot, or if it's something that's innate. And Will basically said, we can always up their level. We can take a poor shooter to an okay shooter, okay to good, good to great, great to elite. And they've never drafted in the great category before. Now that they have, what are your expectations?
You know, I'm going to look back on his end of season press conference because you were mostly right in what he said about the fact that you can go from bad to good. But I'm pretty sure he also noted that you actually can't teach a guy to become an elite shooter. I'm trying to pull up the transcript right now, but I think that's
exactly. He said, like, you can go from good. Like, if you're good, I can help make you a lot better. But like you have, there's a certain threshold that you either have it or you don't, and we can improve based off that. But the starting point is always going to be relevant.
Yeah, I think so. I think for them, they see elite shooting as a more innate trait. They think that they can turn bad shooters into above average shooters, but I don't think that you could turn anybody into an exceptional shooter. I think that you saw them value that with Johnson. I think there's also other stuff. Again, positional size is something you'll see the Wizards come back to again and again. They believe it gives you versatility. It gives you some defensive upside. And maybe just as importantly as defensive upside for a guy like Johnson, who's not right now a particularly good defender, it insulates him a little bit because it allows you some more versatility on who you can put him on during a game. You can, you know, he is, I think, you know, he measured in at something like 6'4", but he's got like a 6'10 wingspan. He can guard conceivably, you know, 1 through 3.5, I would say, depending on where you want to stash him while he's on the floor. And that can be really effective for him to be insulated in a lot of ways. Think about size can be often a sword for players. They can use it to attack defensive matchups. But it can also be a shield. It can be something that protects you and allows you to reach a certain floor on defense that you might not be able to otherwise.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Arun Shankar, Washington Post, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Will Riley, the more I hear about him, the more I get it, because I think on top of the positional size, which he certainly has, there's a competitiveness that has been a through line as well, and that seems to be the main feature of Will Riley, that he is just kind of a psycho competitor, psycho worker who's going to live in the gym. What are your impressions of Riley and why they ultimately decided on him at 21?
Yeah, I think with Riley, they were pretty impressed by his competitive nature in the pre-draft workout that he did with them. I think that they really relied more on his performance before he came to Illinois rather than what he showed at Illinois, because he showed more on-ball skills before he got to Illinois. He did a little bit at times, especially at times where Illinois was playing shorthanded. I think they liked his feel for the game. They liked the way that he had some guard skills as someone who had another late growth spurt. And so I think they saw that. They saw some shooting upside, and they decided that at that size, it was a worthy bet.
When you look at the backcourt now, there's Bub. There, obviously, Corey's still around. Whether you want to consider him backcourt or more of a wing player, I'll leave that to you. Obviously, CJ McCollum is coming in. And then you have the young guys. You have Bub. You now have these two guys as draftees. How do you think the rotation plays out this year? What expectations, if you have any at this point, do you have for how they'll play the 2025 season, even if we know these picks are much further into the future?
I think you see all these guys get a decent chunk of minutes. The Wizards really have a strong belief that the best way for players to learn is by getting NBA action early, even if they're not fully ready for it. They believe that getting thrown into the fire, as Brian Keefe said multiple times last year, is the best way to gain experience and figure out where you're falling short and that there's no substitute for in-game reps. With that being said, I do think that because there's more young players now, you're going to see a little bit more competition as the team starts to jostle for the starting spots. I'm really curious in how the battle of the Johnsons, Trey and AJ, shakes out, because, you know, I think Bub Carrington is pretty firmly established as someone who's going to be a starter this year. But after that, there's a second guard spot. There's a backup guard spot. I mean, it's really going to be interesting to see who carves out the lion's share in the rotation there.
And you know, it's also funny, Varun, is like that just doesn't even count Marcus Smart, who as a current NBA basketball player is the best one of all of those. And I think sometimes we forget that because obviously these are vets, but like because they're vets, they're better players. Like these guys have been around, they know how to play. There's just an institutional knowledge on top of still great athleticism, even if it's not quite what it used to be, et cetera. Like Marcus Smart's still a really good NBA player. Chris Middleton is a health concern, but is still a useful NBA player when it's out there. CJ McCollum, his numbers are not too dissimilar to Jordan Poole's. Like he was averaging over 20 a game last year. So how like the veterans are there to mentor. They are also here to play on some level. Do you have any idea how much they will play and kind of the roles that they will play to help these rookies come along best that they can?
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw late in the season last year that the Wizards were pretty conservative with the amount of minutes they had Smart and Middleton in particular playing. There was a lot of rest days. There were a lot of days where those players might have been active. I can think of one game in Boston in particular where Smart was active but did not come into the game at all despite fans chanting for him to enter. And so, you know, I think that will continue because, again, the Wizards are going to prioritize this long-term development above all else.
And then last but not least, NBA free agency is around the corner. Do you expect the Wizards to do, like, what should we expect the Wizards to do? I'll put it that open-ended way and make my journalism professors proud.
It's a pretty, I don't expect any big moves from the Wizards in free agency. That's just not the way that the front office is operating at this point in time. I think they do have some space, and I think they'll use it on some players that can augment some parts of the roster or function as potential trade pieces down the line. Think about how they signed Jonas Valanciunas last year, and they didn't say it at the time, but a lot of the point of signing Jonas Valanciunas was so you could flip him at the deadline, and I think they'll do that again this year. Unclear who that player will be. This isn't based on reporting, but just kind of connecting some tea leaves. Kevon Looney is a big man who is a really good rebounder, something the Wizards really struggle with. And he was drafted while Travis Schlenk, who's now part of the Wizards front office, was in Golden State. I wouldn't be surprised if the Wizards potentially looked at him. I'm not sure what his market would be if he wanted to come to the Wizards, but I think that's someone that I'm keeping an eye on for.
That feels very smart. It does feel like the big man rotation has some space in it. So we shall see. Varun Shankar covering it all. Read his work, WashingtonPost.com/sports. Varun, good to see you last night, my friend, and we will talk soon.
Same to you. Talk to you later.
All right. Varun Shankar, Washington Post, with us here on the Hoffman Show, breaking down the Wizards draft and what is next for them. And of course, in the immediacy tonight, second round of the 2025 NBA draft, they now have pick 43. Of course, they had 40. They traded it away in along with Poole and Sadiq Bey for CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second. So they were without a pick tonight until they traded back last night from 18 to 21, picked up number 43 in the process, and then took Will Riley. We'll talk to Will Riley's college coach coming up at 6 p.m., Brad Underwood. But next, actually, Anthony, we can do one of two things. We can be on schedule and be on topic, and we can talk about the Wizards draft, and we can take calls from folks, or we can talk about your pending trip to Paris. Because we need to talk about that at some point in the show. We can save that till later. But, like, this is Anthony's last show for a week plus. And he's going to Paris. And we got to talk about that. Should we take calls next and save Paris for later? Okay. You're not getting... We're talking about your trip to Paris.
Oh, but, yes. I can't wait.
But we're talking about the Wizards draft with you next. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. What do you make of the Wizards drafting Trey Johnson and Will Riley last night in the 2025 NBA draft?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.